Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
No cussing, please.
Patrick, please don't cuss. All right, Patrick, you're up. What's up, Patrick?
And James Strebel.
Dude, bet my mortgage on this.
Whoa. Sorry. Guys, you got to quit cussing, man. You got to quit.
This is why I said we had to build up the dump.
Guys, we have got to quit cussing.
Stop taking calls.
All right.
Yeah, we've got to build the dump up. We have no dump.
Stop taking calls until at least after Stoops.
All right.
I'm not kidding.
All right. No, I'm with you, Process. All right. We got to stop taking calls.
You stop laughing. I'm so pissed off.
Until
damn it.
Until after Stoops, okay? We got to stop taking calls until after Stoops because everyone's cussing and we don't need to cuss right now. I cuss too. I apologize. That's my fault. I started the trend. All right, everybody, chill out.
Take a deep breath.
Hang up on Patrick.
Hang up the phone.
No, hit the thing.
All right,
there you go.
All right, okay. We're good now, Process?
No, I'm very annoyed by this.
Are you good?
No.
Okay.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
And every time I hear that sound, Strebel's that guy.
It definitely wasn't me and Lee this year.
You're the far
cry from last year.
You and Lee.
Yeah, me and Lee.
hey, we may be on remote on Thursday. We'll find out and let you know.
We'll
but
see.
It's that time of year again. The Tailspin Ale Fest is coming up in March. I think it's March 4th, whatever that Saturday is there. That is the Saturday of the... Well, the semifinals of the SEC tournament, which you don't have to worry about all the time, Strebel, just occasionally now.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter anymore, you know, if you're a 4 or 5 seed, it's just whatever. Anyway, you can check out 3 pre-sale ticket dates at different Evergreen Liquors locations this week. Now, here's what you do. You save the online fees, and you save a little bit of money. It's some good saving, and it's a 10-year anniversary of Tailspin. So, yeah, it's coming up March 4th. December 1st will be Evergreen Nulu. December 2nd will be Evergreen St. Matthews. December 3rd, Evergreen Middletown. You can check them out, TailspinAleFest.com or the Tailspin Ale Fest Facebook to find out more information on that. So, yeah, it's a discounted price. And then you save like $4 on the, you know, the whatever fee that there is.
The processing
to use the
fee.
Processing fee on the internet. So how about that?
Oh, good deal. Have at it. Let's start selling some tickets. Let's go.
Locke's wife, Carolyn, has put something on Facebook.
Oh, what'd she put on
it's
Facebook?
It's the McLean leftover list. Do you remember that Locke writes out on this stone tablet? Like
Moses.
Yeah, like Moses.
Yeah, okay.
On chiseled rock.
Yeah.
The leftover list at the McLean household.
Okay, so what's on the leftover list?
Here's what's on the leftover list. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
So don't go getting new food. There's food right here in the refrigerator.
Exactly, we have this right here.
Yes,
don't go shopping.
Turkey.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes. Stuffing. Green beans. Coleslaw. Meat sauce and spaghetti. Ham. White chicken chili. Pizza. Egg strata. Pork
strata.
Chops.
Pork chops? That's not a bad leftover fridge.
How about that?
That sounds pretty good.
So where do you go first on that list?
Ooh.
I'm turkeyed out.
Yeah, pork chop.
You go with the leftover
pork chop. I go with leftover
I might go with
chop.
Leftover ham.
Ham?
I might go with the ham there.
Okay.
I don't know if leftover pork chop will be good or
they're
not. No offense.
They're both pork products.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. I'll eat good leftover pork chop. If you heat it up the right way, it can be very tasty. A little tough, but still tasty.
little tough.
Definitely not the coleslaw.
Speaking of food, no. Melt 502 hooking us up today. We always appreciate them. Come try their new hot brown egg roll and tons of other awesome gourmet sandwiches at Melt 502, 6318 Bardstown Road, heart of Fern Creek, right behind the Moby Dick. 6318 Bardstown Road. Mention ESPN Louisville for 10% off your next order today. Melt502.com. So we always appreciate them. Jack, do we have the sound of Diener? This kind of made me sad.
Oh, boy.
Have you heard this?
I have not heard this, no. I've not heard any Diener
today.
He
was in a Sweet Life. A little praise on Kroger Field.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Jack.
I like this.
What do we have from Diener today?
I just don't want to be there.
People were nice to me. I had a couple of people that recognized me from like, hey, you're back here. You know. And then the funny thing that happened to me, I will say this. Kentucky has a lot of... They got a lot better traditions than we do. I mean, they get a much longer head start. It's a state school. They've been tailgating for a long time. So their tailgates, you know, you give them the check mark there. Even after the game, I guess they wait. There's a bunch of people that wait for the team to come out of the tunnel.
Wow. How
and
about
by the way,
that?
Commonwealth Stadium is... I hadn't been there in so long. I mean, I hadn't been there since the club section was invented. It is fantastic.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I'm in a suite with all these guys from Kentucky fans, and it was great.
I think
we were near Calipari's because they all have, you know, the names on it. It said La Familia. So I'm assuming that was Calipari's.
Blake was steaming. He had to have been steaming.
I mean,
steaming.
Jack, Blake's sitting right there. He's the most heartbroken man that Louisville can win the game.
Yeah.
And Diener's praising the sweets, the people, the fans.
The traditions, the tailgates.
Traditions.
Calipari sits right there.
Honestly, I'm like, was Blake, did he have like a clenched fist?
He had to have. Under the desk is his all five fingers were just clenched in rage.
I mean, did he have to whip himself?
Blake pulled a Bobby 2.0 and gave up on his team. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. I don't like being in Lexington.
I don't know what to make of that.
Going to Lexington.
Then why'd you go?
Look, if it's not going well, I'm not sticking around Lexington. I'm done with it. I don't like going there.
You don't leave games early, though. You pride yourselves. Leave games early.
Unless it's in Lexington. I don't want to go. I don't want to be there. I didn't want to show up. I don't want to be there in any way, shape,
or form. Were people mean to you, or what happened?
Nothing, no.
He's fibbing. He left not because he doesn't like Lexington.
Well, I tried to get him to come out and do like a meet and greet.
A meet and greet. Little this is
That's
Mark
some
Blankenbaker.
Kentucky fans. It's the sheriff.
Yeah, absolutely. No, he left because he believed his cards were going to beat Kentucky, and then when he saw C-Rod run again and again and again and again, he knew it was over.
Well, yeah.
So he left. It wasn't because he didn't like being elected. He saw C-Rod running people over again. Mimosa don't go, again and over, so he left. It has nothing to do with, I don't like it here. It stinks. You know what stinks? Your team getting beat over and over again. That's why you left, Blank. Let's be real here. Honesty special
Blank
time.
Blank had to drive 3 hours home to Santa
Claus. No.
I could drive to Nashville. Why did you go?
Why? You hate it. Why did you go? You
we need to dissect
happen.
This. We know some Louisville people who went. I mean, from around the station, Blank, Ennis, and Diener went, and they didn't have to go.
Right.
They did not have to go, and they went.
Diener sounded like the only one that had a good time.
Yeah, but Diener went to a suite. Yeah, because he
was in a suite. He's right by John Calipari's seats.
I mean, who was he with? The Crafts?
It sounds
what
if, like
Diener with Kelly Kraft?
He made one with Kelly Kraft. Did you talk to him about the governor?
Kelly Kraft got that hug from Stoops. I mean, that's...
Of course. We know where Stoops got that $9 million.
I mean,
Bart already got on the phone. Mark needs a new contract.
When's the last time Kelly Kraft hugged John Calipari and Bruiser Flint?
267-9680.
267-9680.
Bruiser Flint. I'd say never. Not Bruiser Flint.
When was the last time that Cal used the La Familia suite?
I mean, yeah, no kidding.
He ain't been in a while, I don't think.
You know what?
Not this season.
It needs to be said. That's a douche thing.
Oh, La Familia?
It's total douche.
No, I'm not going to argue with that.
I mean, I'm good
douchey,
because there's no argument against it.
It's pretty douchey.
I mean, just come on. Put basketball or John Calipari.
Or put Calipari.
Yeah, La Familia.
Yeah.
It's douchey.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Texas says, Streeple sounded like drunk Cal in that clip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Texas says, Streeple sounded like he had a thick tongue.
Yes. I did for many reasons.
Texas says, shocking that the Locke's chili is white.
Oh.
Texas says, why do people say white chili?
because it's made with chicken.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just read the Ten Commandment beans. Board, okay?
Yeah, that's it.
Carolyn bought another horse.
I saw that. Is it yeah. number three?
I don't know, but I DM Locke. You were part of it.
I saw it, yeah.
Jack, I DM'd a picture of Carolyn with her fourth horse, okay?
Like Arrowhead Jack? Something.
Yeah, yeah. Arrowhead.
Yeah.
And then 2 days prior, Locke at 3:30 in the morning.
In Lexington.
Outside, yeah.
I think he was in Lexington.
Yeah, I don't know where he was. Outside Spectrum News 1, looking cold and looking like he was so cold and tired that it looked like he had tears in his eyes. Like he had been weeping in his Nissan Altima.
It was on Thanksgiving morning. Thanksgiving morning, he had to do his story. Look, he was in a barn, too. He may have been in a barn.
Texas says the name of the hour should be a little tough but still tasty. Yeah. Texas says, I'm hearing that Big Rig is a candidate for the Cincinnati job. We'll get to that.
Yes, Vince, you're going to get paid. Yes. How about that?
Don't worry.
You're going to get your money.
You'll get like your third deal in the last 4 years.
You're going to get your
Settle
money.
Settle down.
Vince. Quit
You have
talking.
A 53rd ranked class
Good
and finished
God.
7-5. Don't worry, big dog. We got a few hundred thousand for you, big guy.
Exactly. Put you well over
Does
a million.
Does no AD ever call a bluff? Listen, if Hurd gives Satterfield a new – I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose it.
Who's going to get it first? Who's going to get that talking
what?
To?
No,
your wrath. Like, who's going to get your wrath first?
If the audience. Who else am I going to talk to?
I didn't know if you go up to Blankenbaker and say, what the hell? Blank will be like, well, it was earned, not given.
Texas says Treble will dip. I don't know. Streeble will dip a toe, but he won't do a little sniff-sniff. I don't know how those two exactly correlate.
Yeah,
but Texas says Andy Louisville might have lost their opportunity with Jeff Brohm. Auburn can go all in now. I mean, that's who I would go with.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh, no, if that happens, I mean, I'm going to sit here and cackle.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit here and cackle.
Well, they whizzed that one away, too. They had it. They could have had it.
Texas says, sounds like Diener lost a bet. No, it doesn't. Sounds like he had a great time. He got a free parking spot.
In, like, the blue lot or whatever.
The yellow lot, which yellow he couldn't lot. Find. I even found it.
Oh, okay. Is that what it was? We got a super secret parking pass.
It was a little secret, but, yeah. I mean... You know,
so he got free parking.
I don't know what to tell him.
He got sweet. He got the Diener. Was he able to drink while the peasants down there weren't drinking? Oh, yeah, Diener had a great time. Texter, he didn't lose a bet.
By
he
the
had
way,
a great time.
I have told you this privately.
Yeah,
but publicly, I am against Mitch Barnhart's thinking in this. I want to be clear.
Yeah,
I think it's silly, but. You can take anything in a Kentucky game. And I am convinced, after the last couple years, I am convinced that's what Mitch Barnhart's doing, but he doesn't want to directly say it. I'm not going to be in charge of selling you alcohol, but you can bring it in, and no one's going to say anything.
Not a word. Not a word. I've been...
Because you don't get wanded or anything. You walk into the stadium.
Yeah.
You walk nothing. Into the stadium. And so, of course, you got to take... You know, a trip to the bathroom. You got the Diet Coke.
Yeah.
You got the early
got
times in the pants. You know, that's what you do, right?
I mean, a friend of mine, when he lived here, he doesn't live here anymore. He used to have season tickets. And so I'd go with them multiple times a year. And there was people behind us, Andy, because we just had end zone seats. They literally brought a cooler in. Like one of those, not one of like those big red ones, but like one of those shoulder coolers. They just bring in and open it up and just start drinking. We brought Mad Dog. It's like a tradition of the people that we had around us. We drink Mad Dog during the game. They don't care. No one says anything. Unless the only way you get in trouble is if you're vomiting, fighting, or falling over. That's the only way you get thrown out of there if you're doing one of those three things. That's it. But if you're just sitting there enjoying your drinks, no one's going to say a word.
I'm with you.
Yeah, and it's cheaper that way, too. It's all these $8 beers. Who wants that?
There's something going on
there
here,
actually
man.
Is something. Mitch Barnhart may be right. He may be right.
By the way, Kentucky, I guess, has unloaded John Settle, who is the running back coach. So there
yes,
you go.
So there's the first one. We'll see who else follows. Not the one I was looking for today.
Oh, they're hiring Hugh Freeze.
Yeah, Auburn is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That started to break over the weekend a little bit. Yeah, because Hugh Freeze was non-committal about coming back to Liberty University. Which, by the way, Have you watched that documentary about Liberty University
not,
on
not
Hulu?
Not yet.
Holy bleep.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's on Hulu?
It's on Hulu. I watched it over the weekend.
It's called, on the Falwells,
it's called,
right?
Yeah, on the Falwells. It's called God Forbid. It's about the pool boy.
Well, Falwell's wife, what was her name?
Becky.
Becky wanting to make love to the
pool
boy.
Yes. And
now he watched or did or was...
He watched.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. It went on for like 7 years.
Was he an actual pool boy?
No. He was... Okay, so they were in a hotel in, I think, Miami. And he worked by the pool. He wasn't like someone
who
that
isn't.
Came, yeah,
that's where it always starts, Jack.
Yeah, hotel.
A
Miami
hotel pool boy. Really? Wow.
So he wasn't like a guy that came over your house and cleaned your pool. He like
gotcha.
Would go and order, like if you order drinks, he'd go get your order, go get the drink, and bring it back to you. And he was like targeted immediately by her.
There you go.
And she brought him over and exchanged numbers. He had no idea who they were until after everything started. It's wild, man. Trump's involved.
That's where
that needs
wild.
To go.
That's where that needs to go.
Miami?
Liberty.
Yes.
Not kidding.
Yeah. We'll
get to that later on.
It's one of the best things you've said today.
Let me ask you this. Now what for Kentucky? Because from the Kentucky side, we did a lot in hour number one here on the Take on ESPN 680, 437-9680. Liquor Barn Studios here on this Monday. Wide open today. Medley in about 12 minutes. We did a lot in the first hour. My strongest takeaway was, of course, Kentucky won and Louisville. We went through all of this. Mocking Kentucky, how ordinary Kentucky was, and they were, and they are. And you still lose. And so we did a lot of that talk. Now on the Kentucky side, I have been at tons of these games. I've covered them in the press box. I've been on the field for the end of probably two or three at each place. Mm-hmm. I have seen good players. I've seen the Louisville players, huddling around saying how the Governor's Cup will never go back to Kentucky.
Yeah.
And I have seen it the other way. I have seen all the yells down and the nonsense last year. And then this year, the game ended, and Kentucky was happy. But I thought it was very muted. I thought for the first time, I really felt, and I hate using this term, Mark Stoops almost let his hair down, even though he has the hair island and is fading away like all of us. And I look at him and I'm like, he understood that we all know, and the overwhelming narrative of this season was disappointment.
Yeah.
That with what they could have done on offense, they did not do. The hire they made was the wrong hire. They had bad luck along the way. Will Levis being injured and probably never getting over it. Mm-hmm. I would imagine at some point here in the draft process, perhaps sooner rather than later, we will get an article or scuttle like we did with Cal Tucker about Kellen Grady and how injured Kentucky was.
Right.
Okay, with when they lost to St. Peter's at the end of the year, how hobbled they were. That we will get some sort of clarity on the condition, this season week to week with your boy Will Levis. But they ended, and there was no doubt there was happiness, but it was not, hey, something was accomplished here.
No.
It was this season came up short. Mark Stoops, after the game, openly talking about how things need to get better, openly talking just staff changes. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Openly telling you about transfer portal and trying to keep guys and
trying to get guys.
Yeah, and like basically not trying to dump it all on Scangarello. Now, there is a case to be made for Scangarello. We can always get to that.
Okay.
Jack, let's see here. I was going to say here. Duh, 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 duh. Stoops, nah, I don't want anything prepping for Louisville. Yeah,
prep for Louisville. It's not hard to prep for Louisville.
So maybe in the next couple hours or days we'll get one of those videos where it was fiery, it was everything. But there was less juice to it. There was less celebration. There was less, hey, we dominated Louisville. It was very much, you felt that Kentucky football was a little empty on Saturday. People were very happy. You beat Louisville. But
that was
there were a couple wins. There were a couple games that, quite frankly, I think are going to haunt this team. And now you're looking at maybe the Music City Bowl, whatever. Have fun with that one. It's New Year's Eve. Jack will sign you up if you want to go. You can go down and hang out with Jared Stillman.
It's the same day.
Yeah,
as
I'd rather
Kentucky
go to
basketball.
Louisville, Kentucky basketball.
Yeah, Kentucky Louisville basketball.
You and everybody
game.
Else.
Yeah, that's. I hope it's not Music City. Please let it be like Tax Slayer or something like that. I just don't want it.
Don't
on,
even waste a fake prayer on
no,
that.
I just,
who cares?
I just don't want it at the same time as the basketball game.
Who cares?
It's more work for me. That's why I care.
It means more work for you.
I got to do two post-game shows.
People, no one cares about. I mean,
I care.
They're going to be blowout games.
I know, but I care.
The basketball game is going to be. You're going to watch a basketball game. You're not going to watch Shia Karen or Kara Sharon. What's
Kaya
what?
Sharon?
Kaya Sharon. You're not going to watch that.
Yeah, it like it's okay. On what time. But no, you're right about that because even in his press conference, he still sounded down. Like
they
he
did.
Sounded against after Vanderbilt, and he was like,
"I thought it was some truth. I thought it was some truth. It was like the first, one of the first times. It was like, yeah, there's no bluster here. There's no.
Well, he wasn't cutting
up.
Some
people
with the
are
media.
Doing L's down, but
any of that.
Yeah, I mean the players. It was just kind of like, God, the game's over. Here we go. You know that's how it was.
No, I think that, and he did mention some things that got away from him and the team. During the season. And no, I think Mark Stoops is disappointed in himself. And I think he's disappointed in the team. I think that showed. And I almost think it was a sigh of relief to beat Louisville, too. It wasn't just like, oh, yeah, we went and did that thing. I mean, he coming off of Vanderbilt, South Carolina, some of the other boneheaded losses on this schedule, like, this was the last feel good for this team. This was the last feel good for this team. Because they already squandered so many opportunities.
Since Florida, they have, well, Mississippi State.
Yeah, Mississippi State.
By the way, Florida ended 6-6.
Just like we said.
You notice that? They're going to be a 6-6 team.
Yeah, they were a 6-6.
You bum! That's what I was called.
They were going to be ended top up, 15.
They ended up, and I would take Richardson over Levis. But that's just me.
Okay, well.
I would. But he probably won't go over.
He probably won't go
I'm
over
I'm just
Levis.
Saying that's who I would take.
But I do think that Stoops wasn't as excited because I guess beating Louisville lifted a bit of a burden off of him, but it still wasn't satisfactory. It wasn't that satisfactory when it was just like, we won, and that's good, but now we have to move on. I've got bigger things on my mind than just beating Scott Satterfield again. Because, I mean, you said it. He let it all out in the press conference. He was talking about staff changes. He was talking about transfer portal, getting guys and keeping guys. He's talking about recruiting and how that needs to be better. I mean, he has a lot of work to do, or all these things that he's worked for and done and gotten paid handsomely to do. I mean, any next year, see, I thought this year would be fine. My thought at the beginning of the season was this year was going to be fine. Next season is 6-6, 7-5. That was the presumption I was going with because they do lose so much. And I didn't feel good at the time about NIL. I still don't feel good about it. And I still don't feel good about where the program's headed in terms of recruiting classes because they're still in the 50s. And I know Justin Rollins putting out there, look at this. It's a big month for Kentucky football. I'm like, I don't feel like it is. A big month for Kentucky football recruiting.
Who was doing the bidding for Marrow to get the job at Cincinnati, which, of course, he's never going to get? It was Matt, and it was
oh, yeah.
Who?
Was it Matt Rowland? It's probably Matt
And there
Rowland.
Was someone else. Was it your boy Gershon?
Maybe. Was it Gershon?
I don't know.
No, Gershon
I'm just
was
wondering who. I'm just wondering who Vince reached out to
Daryl
say.
Bird.
Was it D. Bird?
I don't know.
I'm asking.
You know, it was Matt Jones was
well,
like
no,
number
yeah,
one.
It's fine.
Yes, on the list, which is fine. But
you got to call in a favor. That's the whole point.
Sure,
I give you info. You give me a favor.
A little trade back and
little
forth.
Trade.
Quid pro
little,
quo.
Yes.
Yes.
Quid pro quo, right?
Yeah,
PRID.
P-R-I-D. Quid,
no, Q-U-I-D?
Yeah, quid pro quo.
Okay.
And that was also in the Falwell documentary.
Texas says he introduced the man to Trump.
He did. He met Trump multiple times.
How about that? At a party?
No, at a get-together in D.C., and when Trump spoke at Liberty University, like this kid was in the front row with the Falwell family. Like he hung out with their kids and stuff. It got really weird. His name was Giancarlo. He's a great-looking kid. He looked like Superman.
Texas says, is Louisville UK's best win? Yeah, probably. Nah,
Mississippi State is top 25.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, Mississippi State was 25th today in the AP
Texas
Bowl.
Says John Settle was fired, Sweeney. Yeah, no one cares about the running back coach.
No, we
stop acting like you guys knew who John Settle was.
I didn't.
I know you did.
I saw John Settle. John I saw there was staff changes. I'm like, oh, is Skang already gone? John Settle, they'll be looking for a new running backs coach. I was like, okay.
Texas says, did you guys see Stoops give a sneaky L's down in a Governor's Cup photo?
No, I didn't see that. Oh,
okay, so I have seen this.
Was it like down by his pocket?
Hang on, hang on.
Okay.
Hang on. I need to send this to both of you. Everybody hang on.
Okay.
And now I got to find it because I sent it to Louie.
Oh, sent to Louie?
Louie Rabeau. You ever heard of him before?
I've heard of Louie Rabeau. He does a show with some guy named Dan Issel.
By the way, I FaceTimed with Issel.
You did.
You want to see my picture FaceTiming with Issel?
Yeah, I'd love to see. Yes, absolutely.
You're
going to
love this. I might make it my avatar.
Oh, man. Look at Dan. Hi, Dan.
Issel had in old tattered nuggets, like it was from the 80s.
From the 80s nugget, like a shirt or? Like
a sweatshirt. Oh. And it was like torn, it had holes, and I'm like, some kid in Colorado would offer you like $150 for that.
Like, hey, man.
Hey, man. Some hipster.
That's a cool shirt, bro. You can take, I got $150. You let me have that?
Yeah. I mean, they would.
And Dan's like, what? He has no idea that kid exists. No,
I'm like, how old is that? He's like 300 years old. How old is that shirt?
I like it, Dan. Dan just doesn't throw things away. It's still a good sweatshirt. He still likes that sweatshirt.
Boy, it's right on the edge. It's not a good sweatshirt.
It's not.
It was, oh, I mean, yeah, it was.
It's like your Dan Issel.
Aged.
You get a
it
new
was
sweatshirt.
Aged.
Yeah.
What were we going to bring up?
Oh, Stoops to the sneaky L's down.
Oh, here it is.
Okay.
All right, hang on. Hang on. Well, there's a guy by the name of Brooks Mayer.
Brooks Mayer.
Who is, that is, he's just a random guy on Twitter as far as I know.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's a great SEC name.
Oh, I think I've interacted with this guy.
Oh, have you?
I have, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Brooks
yeah.
Mayer. And yes. He tweeted, it's probably nothing. He wouldn't do that.
Would he?
Surely. And there's Stoops, who's with the players.
Right.
And he's down on bended knee.
He is. Like, okay. Boys to men.
He's on and the Kentucky basketball team at Florida.
Yes.
Down on bended knee. Yeah. That's why the Crafts will never give money to you, Cal. How dare you?
You kneeled.
You took a knee before you played Nick Castleton.
And Mike White.
Is that his name, Jack? Was it Nick Castleton? The white dude with the spiky hair.
He's still there.
At Florida. He's still there. Is
Colin
it Castleton?
Colin
Castleton. Colin.
It's not Nick Castleton. Are you sure?
It's Colin.
Didn't they have a Nick at some point?
I don't think it was Nick Castleton.
No, it's not Nick Castleton. I'm just saying a Nick.
Who's Nick Castleton, I wonder? I wonder if I knew somebody.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's down on bending knee.
Yeah.
And he's got his left knee down, so his right hand is on his right knee.
Knee, okay, yeah.
And then his left hand is down by his pocket on
okay.
his left leg.
Nick Castleton is an actor best known for the show or the movie The Price of Silver and the Ghost Adventures. Which is me. In 2008.
Like something Ents would watch.
Yeah,
and then there's another Nick Castleton that used to work in government and now works for Utah State University.
That must be it. Utah State. So here we go. I'm going to send it to Jack. Don't react yet, Jack.
Okay.
Here's the picture.
Oh, he's totally doing it.
You think Stoops is doing an L's down?
He's totally doing it. 100. Your hand doesn't naturally just do that. That's not comfortable. That's not a natural position for a hand. He's totally doing it.
You think Stoops is giving an L's down?
Unless like you can see the rest of his fingers, his ring finger and his pinky are like hiding behind his leg. But that's not. I guess I can see where it couldn't be. I don't know, Andy. I don't know. I can see Stoops doing that.
I would have sent it to both of you. Did Stoops do a sneaky L's down?
Yes, he did.
Like Easter egg L's down.
I just sent it to both of you.
Okay.
Wow, so Jack thinks he did too. You think he did a sneaky L's down?
I think he did a sneaky L's down. Yeah, here it is. I'm looking
Texter
at it.
Texter says it was Larry Vaughn who tweeted about Vincent Cincy. Oh, no, not you, Larry.
Not Larry.
Oh.
I don't know, man. The fingers are too far apart for it to be a complete L's down. Look at that watch. That's a big watch.
Oh, yeah. He's not just going to do it straight up. He's trying to be discreet. So, of course, his finger's going to be a little bit more spread apart.
I think he's doing it. I think he's doing L's down. He's bonding with his team. He's bonding with the guys. You know what I mean?
Bonding with the guys and the fans.
Yeah. Yeah. The fans. Yeah. The Twitter people. Look at Stoops smiling after spanking Satterfield again. It's the happiest he's been all season. Oh, he's so happy. Look at that smile. He's radiating. He looks like a big sunshine. That's what he looks like. A big ball of sunshine.
Stoops kept the weight off, man. I got to give him credit. Stoops done good after the game.
He was. He waddled, but it wasn't the same type of waddle. You know?
No, it was a different waddle. I was surprised. No, yeah. Being on the field, yeah.
Yeah,
I was absolutely surprised.
He looked pretty. You saw him up close.
Yes,
right
I did.
There, right there with him.
Yes, I did.
Did you give him a high five?
No. Okay. I didn't get that close. I always love when the coach leaves.
You didn't
leaves.
Do a picture like Michael Bennett?
Even
you didn't
if do a, I should have. Even if it's like Satterfield, like they have to have 9 state troopers around Satterfield leaving.
Yeah.
Like I just, like that's just some college football.
So like, you know.
We got to have 9 guys.
Ray from Rockcastle County doesn't come and, you know, try to throw L's down in Satterfield's face before he leaves. The state trooper's got to stop Ray from Rockcastle. Get out of here!
Well, it'd be more for an attack on the field.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, there could be. I mean, these
fans
are crazy.
Be.
Yeah.
Jack, before we go to break, tell the people about Vitality. You've lost, oh, goodness, what was it last week? Like 89 pounds?
Yeah,
something like that?
I was down to 89 pounds. I'm back closer to about 87 pounds. But
Thanksgiving, baby.
Yeah, What'd you do this weekend?
Well,
I
had Malone's for my birthday. Thanksgiving on Thursday, then the casino on Friday.
Whoa!
All right. Well, tell the people about Vitality.
So it was great, but you know what? I gained some weight, and guess what I've done since then? I did a reset day yesterday, I've eaten healthy today, and I've lost almost all the weight that I put back on. So I'm down again about 87 pounds, all thanks to VitalityWeightLoss.com, about 25% of my body fat, and 18 pounds in the first week. Again, it's a personalized food list and supplements based off your needs, not someone else's. Everything's based off of science. An initial scan exposes your deficiencies and identifies supplements and foods that you need to help kickstart your metabolism. You burn stored, stubborn body fat instead of sugar that you can't lose at the local gym. I lost again 87 pounds, 18 in the first week. Over the course of 2 rounds of fat burning on the diet, it was easy to stick to. And here's the best part. I was never hungry. And I went from a person that was completely hopeless about losing weight and my personal health to now I eat salad. I discovered what an orange is. Strawberries, grapes, fruit, veggies. It's phenomenal. I had Brussels sprouts at my dinner last night. It was fantastic. And it's all thanks to Vitality, weight loss, and wellness. The amount of weight I lost is a little bit more than what most people need, but if you need to lose a lot of weight, Vitality Weight Loss and Wellness can absolutely help you like they've helped me. But if you're just trying to lose 10 to 20 pounds, Vitality can absolutely help you trim some of that excess fat as well. Make sure you check out the Jack Grossman special. Get your initial assessment, normally priced at $199, for just $27. Again, go to VitalityWeight.com and click on the special weight loss offer for more info and tell them that ESPN Louisville sent you.
All right, good deal. So halfway through, we'll keep it going. 437-9680, it's the take on a Monday.
Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Well, I think Stoops needs to go to Scott Satterfield and reach out to him and say, hey, can you quit the Twitter beef the way that Scott Satterfield went to Mark Stoops after the game and said, can you stop with the L's down?
And James Strebel.
Don't do L's down to our players, Coach Stoops. Don't do that. It's mean. Take your butt whooping 45-13 and get off the damn field, Scott. You and Scott Tots, get off the field. Get that upside down L out of my face. Take your 45-13 whooping and get the hell out of my city.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Reminder that Louisville basketball is in action. They are in.
Are they? Action, the right word.
Tomorrow, 5:30.
Maryland,
and Louisville. Tomorrow at 5:30, over on 93.9 The Ville. You guys will have Kentucky and Bellarmine. You guys on the post game show. Say you guys will just be
me.
You.
Yeah.
No Jason Entz.
Yeah.
How's Entz doing?
He's doing good.
I wonder if he's recovered from his probably not his illness.
No, probably not. But I did see on his Instagram story that he was out and about today.
Good. Well, I feel better about that.
Yeah, he was out and about, so he feels better. He's good enough to move around.
Texas says, what do you guys think of the Hugh Freeze hire? Oh, it's great. It's Auburn. That's great.
That's who they
need.
That's
a perfect Auburn hire.
Yeah.
Is Hugh Freeze.
It really is.
I can't remember. What did he do? He messaged ladies of the night?
Yeah. Well, I think it was also, I think he messaged ladies of the night. And then,
on his Ole Miss phone.
Yes. I think there were some players involved, maybe.
He didn't honor his wife.
Yes. But
a pattern of misconduct.
I'm having to look it up again. Yeah,
because
it's been a while since we really had to do heavy Hugh Freeze talk. There were a few moments there where Bob Petrino.
It was 2016, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when Bob Petrino got fired, there was some Hugh Freeze talk there, but that wasn't very serious. But yeah, so he was doing multiple things, and of course, Liberty University hires him.
I mean, you know, I was going to talk about this in the 5 o'clock hour. We can do it here.
Yeah.
Am I wrong to think Mike White just did this? Mike White, who is the Florida basketball coach,
he's at Georgia,
went to Georgia.
Yes.
We laugh at it. Frank Haith did it.
Yeah, he did. Yes.
I thought, you know, before he got his big contract and then he's had some good teams, I thought Matt Painter might do it. And I'm sure there are other examples here of guys need to reset the shot clock in their career. In other words, when you're fired, that's a little bit different than if you can find a job. And there is a substantial part of me that feels that way with Scott Satterfield.
Like he needs a reset?
Like he needs a reset. And we bring it up just with Liberty, but I think Scott Satterfield could go somewhere and a fan base would like him.
Well, sure.
And he would have success, and maybe it is at the level of Liberty. Rummage said it today. There is some disconnect that they could win games and
they're still just like, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they could win games, and there wasn't like there was this big-time excitement. I couldn't even get people to take a run at Strebel on the text line. It was like they won games, and it was like whatever.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It was just kind of like whatever, and people weren't going. And I think, to me, knowing absolutely nothing, I want to be clear, it's a sports radio topic on a Reaction Monday.
Yeah.
That I am more interested in what Satterfield and his agent do than Josh Hurd. Josh Hurd has it easy.
Right.
He's cornered. You got to keep Scott Satterfield now unless you just want the Jeff Brohm thing to happen. But you're not giving Satterfield a long-term deal.
No, he's
you're
not
giving
extended.
Him a raise. You're not raising his buyout, so you got to pay him more money if you do unload him. You're not doing any of those things.
Right.
Okay, you're not giving him a deal because giving him a deal and then, you know, having to fire him and give him more money makes you look like a bad AD. It's when everyone sit here and says, you gave him a contract, you didn't have to. Louisville fans have watched Kentucky do that for quite frankly, on the football side now for the last 6-7 years.
I mean, almost the entire season.
I mean, it's deal after deal after deal, and I understand it. Louisville hasn't committed to that.
No.
And so, to me, don't be half pregnant here. You're not bidding against Scott Satterfield in any, like, there's no other school bidding against you.
No.
And if
not.
It is, okay. I mean,
it's like, if you want to pay that much money to get them,
I'm waiting. This is a very Lachlan McClain take. I'm waiting for a college football athletic director to call the bluff on the coach. Call the bluff.
Yeah.
And that's why I am more interested on this other side, Scott Satterfield's side, than I am even on Josh Hurd's side. And I'd love to know the truth. I mean, I'd love to know the truth, what's going on in Satterfield's mind. But I feel like if this were a basketball job, this would be an easy pivot to where you jump from one job to another, you reset the shot clock, and another school now gives you a 5-year deal with a buyout that there's 3-4 more years of guaranteed millions upon millions of dollars. Like, that's not the case at U of L.
No, that's what Conzo,
that's not the case.
That's what Conzo Martin did for Cal to Missouri. Remember, he was at California. He just quit California, went to Missouri, got that new deal. I mean, he's not in Missouri anymore. But he did the same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, I mean, this happens, you know, this is.
It happens more in basketball than does in football.
Yeah, it absolutely
Buzz
does.
And Shaka Smart both come to mind.
Shaka Smart's
a
great example.
Really good one. Yeah, yeah.
It's a great example.
Absolutely.
So we see that happen, and I just, like, to me, I don't believe, because Scott Satterfield's never recruited at a high level, I just find it very clear that the guys are going here for NIL.
Right.
I mean, Steve Clarkson went on, like, our air and was like, oh, we love what he's done with Malik. Do ya?
Really?
Do ya?
Because Malik looks the same as he did with Petrino.
He looks worse.
Yeah. I mean, their offense got worse this season.
Yes, it did.
And that was not supposed to be the case. They were supposed to hang their head on offense and score all these points, and defense was a liability, and it was reversed.
Satterfield's the only offensive coach who can't get a quarterback. Not develop one. He can't get one. He can't even get the opportunity to develop one because he can't get one.
Right.
I just feel like for him, it would be the perfect pivot. There'd be someone there that would love you.
There's a fan that, yes.
Where you could win more games.
And be beloved, and his personality would stick better.
Like he was at App State.
He was, exactly.
That's
no.
how I feel.
No, the hire was never,
it's escort services. That's what your boy did.
Now, was it for him, or was he lining things up for other people? I thought there was a little bit of both. Like lining things up.
I mean, lining things up for other people.
Like, you know,
he was lining things up for other people.
Yeah, he's, you know, like he was like a middleman. Maybe I'm just mistaken, and that's not part of the story. I thought that was part of the story.
All right, why don't you look that up? But, I can't remember that.
But anyway, but like, no, it always seemed like a like an uncomfortable match from the beginning of his tenure at Louisville. It never just seemed like it was locked in stone. And he's had so many trip-ups along the way. He's never really endeared himself to the fan. No, there's a place out there that would love Scott Satterfield's attitude.
Yes.
That absolutely love
what I'm trying
Scott
to say.
Satterfield's attitude. And it's just not here. It's just
That's
not here.
That's how I feel.
I think they're accepting of him because they don't know what else to do at this point. They don't want to. I think they feel like the Brom ship has sailed. So they're kind of like, oh, yeah. This class is coming in. Cool. Satterfield won 7 games.
Let me ask you something, because I'm getting a lot of kickback on this. Jack, you help me here, because us three consume a lot of this stuff. And 4-3-7-9-6-80, when Louisville was really struggling at the beginning of the year, I mean, everybody was like,
get him
you,
out.
You can get rid of him because NIL will keep these guys around, Clarkson. It was a badge of honor we talked about that.
It's the number one narrative. It's like, don't worry about the class. The classes, they're coming. Madden Sanker's coming.
Like,
Ruben Owens is coming. It's Steve Clarkson, not Satterfield.
If Satterfield had been recruiting Strebel at a high level, it would be different. But we know that he's only recruiting at this level. I mean, guys, he cannot put together a passing game.
No.
These guys are going to have to come in and do this. I mean, Pierce Clarkson's going to have to do this. And yeah, it's going to be, I mean, this is not like Lane Kiffin taking an over an offense.
No, it's not.
That's not what's happening here.
And that was my pushback earlier in the show, is like, well, they said, we have this class coming. We still have this class coming. But Satterfield's still your coach. That's it. I agree. That's
for
the
now,
other
yeah.
side of it. I mean, Satterfield's still the coach.
I'm with you.
He's had a lot of guys filtered through that program and has done very little with anybody.
This could also be Strebel the A&M thing. It could be you go for 1 year, it doesn't work out, you got your NIL money, then you can
then
you can go potentially wherever you want. But I'm not worried if Kentucky right now had the same class of Louisville and Mark Stoops, you know, at the time, all hypothetical, were like in contention to get the Auburn job, which just got filled by Hugh Freeze,
right,
or the Nebraska job. Then I would say, yeah, if you lose him, I feel like you're going to lose a lot of the recruiting class.
Sure, because Mero and Stoops
were
part of
that. Strong,
yes.
Yeah, when Charlie Strong left, you know, like Puna Ford and others.
Oh, yeah, I remember
it's
him.
It's like, no, they're going to Texas. They're good enough to go to Texas. They're not going to go to Louisville. So, we see this all the time. I don't feel that way with Louisville. I don't feel that way.
Louisville fans told on themselves and they don't either.
Maybe I'm wrong. They don't feel that way. By the way, what happened is, back to Hugh Freeze.
Yeah.
It was the Houston Nut federal lawsuit. It came out there.
Oh,
that,
really?
That there was a call. Yeah, Hugh Freeze made a one-minute call from a school-issued phone to a number associated with a female escort service.
Oh.
They got looking at more records, and there were a bunch of them.
Oh, so it was just that one-minute call. There were multiple. You don't use the company phone, Hugh Freeze. You don't use the – you use your burner phone. What are you doing? What's he doing? He should know better than that. He was cheating. Come on, you. He's going to be perfect for Auburn. Him versus Saban, yeah, that was great when he was at Ole Miss. It's going to be even better now that he's at Auburn.
And we're going to get we're going to get it rubbed in our face how he's a changed man.
Oh, yeah.
How he goes to church with his family. I mean, it's going to be –
it's going to be full-on Robert Petrino caddies for his daughter.
I will say that Kentucky had a better coach than Auburn.
This year, yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
That also changed.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see, man. He's been out of the SEC for a while.
Strebel.
He's been out of the SEC for a while.
I mean,
it's been six years?
Five years. Who has more wins over the next 5 years? We can do it over the next 3 years. There you go. That's what I thought.
We'll see.
That's
growing. I mean, we'll see. You act like Hugh Freeze is like Urban Meyer. He's not.
No, you all act like Mark Stoops is.
I don't.
I know what Mark Stoops is. Then say it's Hugh Freeze.
But I don't know if
Hugh Freeze is going to have more wins.
I don't know if he'll translate back. I mean, he got disgraced. He was disgraced at Ole Miss.
He just called an escort. That has nothing to do with throwing the football. Yeah, but did he ball out in Liberty?
I think they were fine.
They were inside the top 25 more than you all were.
More than Louisville was. Yeah, not more than Kentucky, I don't think, during that time.
But you think just because he was getting a little hanky-panky on the side that he's lost his offensive?
That's not what I said. It has
34-15. Three straight bowl wins at Liberty. Oh,
okay,
Jack,
that's fine. That was
dude's
at Liberty.
A beast.
That's fine.
He won the Cure Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it has nothing to do with what he did. It has everything to do with he's been out of the SEC for 6 years, Andy. That matters. That means something.
Come on.
It's not like Brian Kelly going from Notre Dame to LSU.
It's not that.
Urban Meyer.
I would agree with that.
Urban Meyer can sit out for 2 years.
It's not Urban Meyer, Brian Kelly, but it's the next rung down. It's better than that bum in Nebraska.
Who, Luke Fickell?
No, he's a
Wisconsin. Wisconsin. That'd be Matt
Rhule.
Who
Andy hates based off of one year with the Panthers instead of what he did in college.
He's a program builder. He built Temple and Baylor.
He's a program builder. Thank you for that analysis.
He's a doctor. He comes in and he fixes all your ills.
It's a great spot.
They
have a lot of them.
If he wins, I'll give Rhule credit. If he loses, I'll just laugh at Nebraska and blame Nebraska.
Oh, no, we're in a great spot. I've already made my bed that if they're good, I'm bad. I'm in trouble. And if they're bad, it's great. No, I mean, it's already content.
Yeah.
For as much as Nebraska football can be content in Louisville, Kentucky, it is content.
Yes. And no, I'm not saying – I think Hugh Freeze will be good at Auburn because he has all the amenities, but it does matter that you're out of big boy football for over half a decade.
Right now, if I said you could have Hugh Freeze taking over your program or Mark Stoops next year, who would you take?
I don't know if I'd take Hugh Freeze.
Oh, sorry.
That was a lie.
That's not a lie.
Jack, am I wrong here?
That's
am
not
I,
a
am
lie.
I the one in La La Land? Like, I'm not trying to – oversell Hugh Freeze. I just feel like
he's going to be fine, but then you act like the transition is going to be
Saban. He's beat Saban.
Yeah, 8 years ago.
Yeah, well,
that matters. That 100% matters. It might take him a couple seasons, but I think he'll be fine. But I don't think he's going to roll in season one and be a badass.
Okay, so you think by year two he'll be good to go?
Maybe 3 or 4. Maybe.
What, is it Satterfield? What's he going to get, 5 years? Yeah, you think Auburn's going to give him 4 years to turn things around, big boy?
You think Auburn's going to give him more than a year and a half?
And that's another reason why he might not stick, because you're right. Auburn's like, no, get out of here.
Will Hugh Freeze make more than – he won't make more than Stoops. He won't make $9 million. He'll make six? Six and a half on this contract?
Yeah. Maybe 7.
I think I need you to say you would take Hugh Freeze over Mark Stoops.
I'm not saying I'm going to take Hugh Freeze over Mark Stoops. I'm not.
Jack, you would, right? Yeah.
You would.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, when you
text
out
line,
of football,
would you take Hugh Freeze? He's not been out of football.
He's been out of football for almost half a decade. Yeah. I mean, it's been 6 years.
By the way, the 2016 season, I'm looking at it. Oh, there's a lot of vacated wins. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, for Liberty or
no, for Ole Miss. I'm like, yeah. I'm looking at a schedule, and I'm like, wait a minute.
He had more wins than that.
No, I'm looking at it. I'm going, he was only 12-25 at Ole Miss, and then it says all redacted. He lost that many games?
No.
Well, no, remember he lost all the – I didn't remember this.
Oh, yeah. Who was the number one player he got? And then basically he was like, yeah, I got paid. Oh, man, he went to the NFL. He's a defensive lineman. And he went to the NFL, and he was kind of a bust. He's a number one player.
He's like number 8.
Yeah, he's number 8 on the defense. He was good in college. He didn't translate to the NFL, and I can't remember his name. It killed me. Like, he was like flat out. I was like, yeah,
I got
all kinds of money.
The only bust I know who in college football is Keontae Goodwin. I'm kidding! I saw him up close. Big
Did
kid.
You? He's a big kid.
Yes, he is.
Was he in pads?
He was.
Okay,
he's dressed for the
I'm
game.
Glad
he's not Tyon Evans.
Glad he's at least dressed for the game. That does make me feel better. I mean, Tyon Evans, what's going on with him?
Who cares?
That's crazy.
Who cares?
Well, he went for Tennessee, and he did the same thing at Louisville that he did at Tennessee.
Not play.
Exactly. He didn't play. He played, what, 5 games, maybe?
Texas says this man had Liberty in the top 25. STFU pig man.
You're Scott Satterfield's your head coach. Shut up. How about that? Shut your mouth. I'm sick of you and all the Louisville fans out there.
Do you want to do that now, or do you want to wait till the 5 o'clock hour? We need to do the medley.
Yeah, we got
to
do the medley.
God bless. We didn't do anything.
We yelled about you, Freeze.
You Freeze.
We yelled about you,
Someone's got to wave a flag at me.
Oh, it is that time. Oh, wow.
It's 5 o'clock, Jack.
I didn't even
Jack,
notice it Strebel.
Either.
Whoa.
Texas says, Strebel, no one wants Stoops except you. Face it. Well, that's not true.
No, that's not true. Y'all bent the knee to Stoops. How about that? Y'all bent the knee to Stoops?
Yeah, bent the knee.
Bent the knee to Stoops. Shut up. No one wants Scott Satterfield but you. How about that? Y'all bent the knee to that man. Y'all said, at least we didn't get spanked. It was improvement. It was improvement. And not only that, I heard a caller on Mark Ennis say, well, we should follow the Kentucky plan they did with Mark Stoops.
Yeah, the Kentucky plan.
They kept them for over a decade, and now look at them. They're 7-5. We should do the same thing with Satterfield. Y'all bums. Don't come at me with a Stoops talk. Y'all bent the knee to that man. He spanked you again.
Shut
up with the Stoops talk.
I agree with you.
I don't want to hear
it from
Louisville
fans.
You. I do not want to hear it from Louisville fans.
Strebel admits he'd rather have Hugh Freeze next.